Welcome to the Retirement Lifestyle Show. I'm your co-host, Roshan Langani, here with Adrian Nicholson. We're ready for another great episode for you. Adrian, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, Roshan. Thanks for asking. Everything's going well on my end. Hope the same's for you.
Yep, everything's going great. We've got a great topic today that you've gotten us ready for, so why don't you take it over?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I've been last week watching a lot of the 2024 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, and you get a lot of great information. I mean, they cover a lot of important topics, so I thought it was worthwhile just to have a discussion on something I found very interesting. I mean, they cover everything, geopolitical uncertainty, supply chain, leadership roles, sustainability, technology. It's pretty much the major business and political leaders all over the world talking about some of the topics that are on people's mind today.
Oh, that's great. And what did you take away from that?
So there was one discussion that I found very interesting. It was a bunch of tech CEOs and executives talking about an important skill that people need to have nowadays with technology advancing, with all these major issues going on, and just the world just progressing every single day. So when they were talking about a valuable skill that people had, I was just really interested in it. So I decided to learn more about it. And the skill that they mentioned that people need to have in this world that's just continuing to grow and develop is critical thinking. That's a quality that they're looking for people, workers, just in general, that is just very valuable to have right now. And I thought that's just something that was interesting. So I dived a little bit deeper into it and thought that would be just a good idea for us to have a discussion about today.
Yeah, so let's actually start with what is critical thinking? Did you find a definition that you'd want to share, or should I go with some of the things that I have seen as well?
Yeah, so I just have the most basic definition of it. It's just analyzing, evaluating information, data, situations, whatever it is, just to help with decision making or come to any conclusions or judgment on whatever it is. So I think this is, again, just a very valuable skill once I look deeper into it. And I can understand why some of the top executives and political leaders in the world saying we need more critical thinkers nowadays to generate new ideas and to come up with solution. The overall theme that they were talking about this year is that there are a lot of global challenges, and global challenges need global solutions. And a way to accomplish that is just to have more people that are critical thinkers that are really evaluating, analyzing everything that's going on and trying to come up with solutions and decisions just to help better the world.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mention how it's global. And I think the internet has helped tremendously with shrinking things down, you know, starting off as a way for scientists to share information. What other insights did you get regarding critical thinking?
Well, I think it's just important just to talk about how it's just not only important in a professional setting, but just in a personal, in your personal life as well, because again, this can help you with a lot of just issues or challenges that you face in your daily life. Like I mentioned, both in a professional work setting or just in your life, every day people are faced with challenges and issues, and being great at critical thinking or really trying to learn and develop that certain skill set on just the very basic definition should just help you with an everyday problem. I mean, there's just a lot of examples I can use, whether you're at work and there's just a project or a deadline you have to meet. Sometimes just the best way is just to just take a pause and just really line item everything out and just see, all right, what's the best way for me to complete this project? What are some of the alternative solutions that I can come up with to help me meet the deadline, and just really just think and expand and get creative as possible just to complete whatever challenges or whatever you're facing right in the current time.
Yeah. So how can you get better at critical thinking?
Yeah. So that's a big thing that I had on my list. And I think that's what our viewers and listeners just want to know. And one of the biggest things I found is just to expand your skill set of critical thinking is to always continue learning. I think that's very vital to improve your critical thinking skills. And that's just a number of different ways in a general way that you can do it, but you can just expose yourself to diverse perspectives. I mean, depending on whatever topic or whatever field you're in or whatever it is that's going on in your life right now, if you come into any challenges or anything like that, you're obviously going to research or try and figure out ways to accomplish that. And what better way to do that than just to see what information's out there, hear from different people on how they accomplished or took care of that challenge or whatever answers are out there. Just learning from what you can and just doing from different perspectives are very key, because some people might have one opinion on it and some people have another opinion on it. And seeing what those different opinions are can kind of help you start out with facing that issue or challenge.
Yeah, you know, when you mentioned not only this topic, but even what you just said about reading, it just reminded me of Buffett and quote that he recommends people read 500 pages a day. And his quote is, read 500 pages like this every day. That's how knowledge works. It builds up like compound interest. All of you can do it, but I guarantee not many of you will do it. So
yeah, that's a good one, because critical thinking. I mean, that's a good one, because that was also on my list. A way to build that as well is reading and writing. That's a great way to help, you know, generate new ideas and just expand whatever knowledge that you have given a situation. So that's a big one. So reading and writing, that's key there. And also another one I have too, and this is something that we spoke on in a previous podcast, is to challenge assumptions, which is basically going against or really evaluating conventional wisdom. And I think that's crucial and important. And I think that's what some of these major leaders are really looking for people nowadays, not just taking everything face value or just going along with what works, but really just questioning it, you know, analyzing it, testing it. And just because something has worked in the past, it might not be the answer today. So really challenge some basic conventional wisdom out there. And sometimes you might come to the same conclusion. That's fine. But just going out through that process can be really valuable and can help you out in the future.
Yeah. And as the title of this, or the it described as critical thinking, that's another one that I've heard or seen in many places, that it says we currently have so much going on, we don't have time to just think, right? And whether it's about a problem or what, or you know, trying to find a solution, or it's just thinking in general, we're constantly have all the stimulus coming at us, whether it's from, you know, how quickly you can get information digitally, whether it's on your phone, on your computer, that taking some time to just think can be very valuable.
Yeah, and I think that's why this skill set was really brought up. I mean, this overarching discussion and topic was under just the advancements and of technology. And I think that plays into what you're saying right now, where we have as much information as there's ever really been in the history of time at our fingertips right now. So that does have a negative impact on people's critical thinking abilities. And I guess that's why a lot of these leaders are saying it's more important than ever that people do not lose this skill set. Because like I mentioned, this is pretty much the foundation on how new ideas are created. And I think it's also important as well, because it's also really going against not relying so much on technology all the time. I know just some big advancements that have been happening in just the recent future of technology is AI, cybersecurity, crypto, blockchain. These are all huge major developments in the field of technology. And over time, I believe some of these leaders think that people are going to become more reliant on them. And with that, people's critical thinking abilities won't be the same as it was before these huge technologies came in. And they're afraid that might stunt creativity, growth in certain industries, where they're really trying to push people to really, you know, question their beliefs, question the conventional wisdom, really just never take anything face value and always do your best to research, analyze, and come up with your own conclusion, because there are biases out there. There is incorrect information out there. And if you're so reliant on what you mentioned, Roshan, just we don't really have time to think, that can cause some issues. And that's something I really believe and agree with.
Yeah. And what you just described made me think of people's attention span in general, right? I've heard and read, and I'm trying to find the source right now, that attention spans are getting shorter. And I think it's all this information, or also just all these things out there. Like I think of scrolling on an app or like TikTok and all of that, you would think would shorten attention spans.
Mm-hmm. And that could definitely also just impact you far as just the relationships you have in life as well. That's something also that I look to when it came to this skill set as well, where just critical thinking does have a positive impact when it comes to social settings, relationships, any kind of social dynamics that you have, because one, it helps create just an open mind, improves relationships where you are putting yourself in somebody else's shoes and really just trying to understand where they're coming from and where you're coming from, and just having that as a way to start a foundation of a relationship or improve it is important, and not just always expecting things, like I mentioned, just to be at face value, not really looking behind the curtain sometimes, just to really understand maybe some of your dynamics or your relationships out there that you have with people in a professional, personal setting, family, friends, whoever it may be that you're close with or spend the most time with.
Yeah, I don't think this gets limited to really anything. It's to everything you interact with. Personally, professionally, you name it, I think have improved critical thinking skills can help with as well. Do you have any mm-hmm. other tips or thoughts on how to improve your critical thinking?
Well, I just like the overarching theme, how this is just a really great way for people to enhance the quality of their life too, because whatever interests you have or hobbies or whatever you do, this is a great way to enhance those and better those, something that you really enjoy. It just really fuels creativity, which can expand some of the loves or interests that people have there, where you can just dive a little bit deeper or be more creative to expand that, or maybe find something new or something that you didn't have interest in, or develop a new skill set, which is really important when it comes to personal growth. And I think that's something that a lot of people value as well, because it can lead to an overall healthy life and an overall healthy well-being.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw a couple things online, and I want to go through some of their thoughts or ideas on improving critical thinking and just get your opinions on this. This one was interesting because I didn't see this many places. This is actually from Indeed, the career website. But the first thing it said is become more self-aware as a way to improve critical thinking. But they say knowing your personal preferences, strengths, weaknesses, and biases can help you better understand how to approach a situation from what your perspective is, giving you the ability to look at it from a different perspective.
I think that kind of helps with just being objective. I think that's the first thing that comes to mind for me.
Yeah. The next one they have is understand your mental process. So understand how you came to a conclusion. And this is a little different from becoming more self-aware, which was their first thought, because this, obviously personal biases can help lead you to an outcome, and understanding your process can help with that. That's how they can overlap. But if you know how you got from point A to point B, you can then more easily scrutinize that process to see if that was the way to go, or if there was another way that you think might be better, or a little bit of a tweak to it that may improve your outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one, honestly. And I guess another thing I want to brought up that I thought was interesting from this discussion or this panel was it's a common question that's now being asked a lot in interviews today. And the question that they're asking candidates, people that are applying for jobs, is what have you learned in the past 6 months? And I guess this is a way for employers or people out there just to really gauge somebody's mindset and see, is this person somebody that's always trying to learn? Is this somebody that's a critical thinker? Are they always trying to expand this knowledge? And I think this is a really great question and a fun one. And when I first read this, I got stumped on it. So I was like, wow, that's a really good question. What's something that you learned in the last 6 months? So it's something that I've really been thinking about a lot. And I've had a lot of time to think about it, because if our viewers and listeners aren't from the area, we've been snowed in a lot for the past couple of days. And it's Virginia, so if it snows a little bit, the whole place shuts down. So yes. The past couple of days, I've been home just thinking about this question. What have I learned from the past 6 months? And I found out the reason why I kind of struggled a lot answering this question, what have I learned from the past 6 months, is because I feel like I'm at a place in my career where I feel like I'm learning something new every day. I'm always learning. So that's why it's so hard for me to just hone in on one thing that I've learned for the past 6 months. So I just kind of just picked one of the things I've been learning the past 6 months. And I think one thing that I've been learning or just getting better at is asking questions, asking the right questions, targeted questions. And I think that's extremely important, especially when it comes to expanding your critical thinking set, because that's just the basis of this. Asking the right questions, which will lead you to better analysis, evaluating a situation, data, whatever information you have, because it's a way for you to just expand on it more to really direct and have a more accurate answer when you just expand the question out more. And I think that just leads you to more research and more questions, which ultimately can really create a complex situation and really simplify it down and be more specific. And I think that can be very valuable.
Yeah, that question, when you asked it and were sharing your experience with answering it, my first thought was, is that too broad a time frame? Yeah, 6 months, or right? Should it be a shorter time period for how much you, what have you learned, as in like, what did you learn last week instead of in the last 6 months? But I think it's a good one. I had read recently that in an interview, you were comparing it to job interviews, but in a job interview, a question to ask is what are you reading now? And the intent of that is kind of the same, but I came across this in a totally different way than you did, but to the same place. But the reason for that question is that if the person is someone who's always learning, they're probably always reading something or in the middle of a book, or at least read one recently. And if they're not always learning, they're not always doing that same thing. So if you want someone, and once again, this was coming from a hiring perspective, but you want someone who's always learning, you ask them that question, and they'll give you an answer. And I wish I could remember the source. It was from a book I was listening to, an audio book. And one of the examples they gave in the book was the person asking the question, someone responded to them with a bunch of books they wanted to read but hadn't yet, and ended up getting the job, because the thought was they would compliment them very well. Yeah, that was the that was the conclusion in that one place. So if I can come up with the name of the book or the person who I need to give credit to, I will do that further along in the episode.
I mean, that's great. Thanks for adding to that. And it just lines up with, I guess, the basis of the question is just seeing if you have an appetite for learning. I mean, there's always more to discover and understand in the world. And I think the interview says, I don't really care what your answer is. You can say, hey, I made a new pasta dish. I learned how to make pasta. That's just a good enough response. If you're just always just trying to learn something and you're always just trying to discover something new, that lines up with the question. But I just really enjoyed just like thinking about that question, because it made me do some self-reflection. And that's why I, you know, starting to understand that I'm learning a lot. And that's, you know, why I enjoy what I do. And I enjoy coming in every day, is because there's always something new and I'm always learning. I feel like that's very valuable. And when it lines up too with what these professionals are saying is something very valuable, is learning how to improve your critical thinking skill set. I thought that lines up as well. And I think that's something that, you know, is very, beneficial too, because I think this also just, you know, helps out with whatever community you're in as well. Just generating new ideas, just trying to come up with any solutions with any issues out there is something that's never going to go away, because there's always problems and issues that come up in the world. And having these people out here that can come with ideas and figure out ways to respond to that is really important.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. Do you have other things on your list? Or I have a few more from this article on how to improve critical thinking.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more from your article.
All right, so I'll start with the first one was becoming more self-aware. The second one was understand your mental process. The third is develop foresight. Consider how others might feel about the situation or decision that you make. And this will help lead you to make the right choice. So that was an interesting one.
Yeah, that kind of lines up with before. Hearing different perspectives and just expanding your idea. If you're on a team or something like that, or a network, just hearing other people's perspective is key, just so you can remain objective and just, you know, use whatever other ideas are out there that can maybe open up another door for you to figure out a problem to a solution or whatever it can be. I think that's important too.
Yeah. And with this one, I wonder, because it doesn't really talk about asking others, I wonder if it's your interpretation of, you know, you thinking, if I do X, what will the others, you know, if it's a group thing, as you mentioned with teams, what will the others on the team think? But here's the next one I think is a great one. Practice active listening. Listen carefully and attentively while others are talking. And this isn't exactly what you said about getting their perspective and opinion. It's more talking about how you listen to them, but it definitely will give you their perspective and understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, and I guess that's the whole reason for the 2024 Economic Forum, is just bringing people from all over the world that have different experiences, that are going through different problems and challenges, and creating new ideas, sort of like a hive mind, just so you can just expand and see what works, what doesn't, and just really having a overall consensus on how to move forward, I think is valuable and something that should continue.
Yeah, and if you're listening and really considering and analyzing what the others with their experiences are sharing, that can only help. And next, they have two more on here. The next one is ask questions. And this, I think, can be tremendously helpful, right? Especially if you've got an expert in a field you're trying to learn more about or improve your critical thinking about that specific area. I think leveraging what someone else has done or learned can be very helpful.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I said that I learned. Just asking the right questions too, I think, is more important than ever with technology as it just progresses as well, because sometimes if you ask the wrong question, you're going to get the wrong outcome. It's kind of like inputs and outputs. So asking the right question and verifying that and not taking it just as it is something that I think more people just need to understand as just technology progresses as well, and whatever your issue and your problem is. And I think that's where a collaboration is key, because sometimes you may not know if you're asking the wrong question or what exactly is that you need for whatever your situation is, but just having a third party or someone else there to say, is this what you mean? Or having kind of a discussion like we're having today is a really good foundation to help solve any problems or just really getting to the key of what the issue is.
Yeah, and as I was going through this list, I actually didn't make that connection initially, but that's exactly what you had said was your learning over the last 6 months. So I don't believe it was intentional, because you were just watching the Economic Forum now, but you've been improving your critical thinking skills.
Yeah, thank you, Roshan. I appreciate that. But it's something that I think it makes a lot of sense why that's something that it just continues to be more important every single day, because again, creating new ideas and just ultimately looking for any solutions or problems out there that can be resolved to help communities or individuals or companies or whatever your network or whatever you do is just something that people look for more answers to. And the best way to do that is just generating new ideas by thinking, evaluating information, analyzing it, and just doing your best to figure out whatever works best.
Yeah. And actually, you kind of touched on this last one, what you just said, but I'll go over it anyway. It says evaluate existing evidence. Use previous experiences and facts to help you make your current decision through critical thinking. I'd almost want to expand that. Once again, I don't remember the source of this, but there's a quote or a thought, something to the effect of the really intelligent person learns from other people's mistakes, not just their own. And I think this applies right here to our critical thinking discussion, because you can look at your experience, but you can also look at what others have experienced.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a balance when it comes to this, because we talked about in the beginning of the podcast, there's just so much information out there, and you have a serious problem or issue out there. There's just the information can just cause you to not even come up with this decision because you just spend so much time researching or analyze, where it just maybe makes your decision making even harder than it is. So trying to find that healthy balance and just managing your time is crucial when it comes to this.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. This was an interesting one, Adrian. Do you have other items on your list to add regarding critical?
I mean, we went through everything as well, but I like the article that you shared as well. I think it lines up with a lot what I went through today.
Yeah, for those of you listening, I think it's something that I think can apply to, as we said earlier, all aspects of your life. So we think it was important enough to make an episode on it to share it with you. And remember, time to think, time to improve your critical thinking skills, really investing in yourself is really worthwhile and will help in all aspects of your life. And hopefully Adrian and I can do a follow-up episode in 6 months to talk about what we've learned and improved in this area. As always, we'll be back next week with another great episode. Take control and achieve your goals.
Schedule a conversation with Roshan, Adrian, or Eric today at retirementlifestyleshow.com. Roshan and Eric are certified financial planner practitioners. They, along with Adrian, are investment advisor representatives and serve clients across the U.S. with financial planning and investment advice through RHA Wealth. If you found this show helpful, gained knowledge, or enjoyed the time you spent with us, tell your friends and leave us a 5-star review. This will help others discover the show. To access our show notes, to download any of the tools mentioned in today's podcast, to ask us a question, or to schedule a conversation, go to retirementlifestyleshow.com. All opinions expressed by podcast hosts and guests are solely their own. While based on information they believe is reliable, neither RHA Wealth nor its affiliates warrants its completeness or accuracy, nor do their opinions reflect the opinion of RHA Wealth. This podcast is for general informational purposes only and should not be regarded as specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. The show hosts offer investment advice through RHA Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and securities through RHA Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and NFA. Finally, our music is The Chance by Jason Shaw and Audionautics. It's part of the YouTube Audio Library, and it's licensed under a Creative Commons license. I am Ray Voices. Thank you for listening.